When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside. Final hour tonight. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
What's in the bag? A shark or something?
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, what's up, Frostburg?
Mike, you too. Safe to say that Austin Reeves is the greatest white player to ever play basketball?
Oh, wow. Why is it? Why?
Well, he's trying to narrow it down. He's trying to make sure that we assess things. He's trying to put it through a certain lens. That's
don't
all,
act
Jason.
Like I did something wrong.
No, no. I thought you were going to say something like, hey, true or false, shouldn't LeBron come off the bench now with Austin Reeves playing?
Well, that's
so
obvious.
Well, I mean, he didn't even need to say that. I mean, come on. That was pretty obvious.
LeBron, Jason.
I mean, no disrespect to Larry Bird, but have you seen Austin Reeves play the last couple games?
Hey, Austin, do you think you should stay in the starting lineup when LeBron comes back? I'm here in the back. You want to answer that question for me right there? Should you start at both guard and at forward for Anthony Davis as well? Should I have to?
All right, let me rephrase the question. Is it safe to say that Austin Reaves is the greatest basketball player of all time?
Yes, I'll give you that. Yes, greatest basketball player. Nobody would have the Lakers right here a game below 500 with a one day in the starting lineup like he does. Nobody else.
All right, cool. Just making sure.
There you go. Austin Reaves. Lakers beat the Suns 122 to 111. They are now tied for ninth in the West with the Dallas Mavericks, who are still really upset over the way they lost tonight because they let the Warriors inbound the ball, and we were all the way at one end of the floor, and they were all the way at the other end of the floor, and they let it count. So the Lakers could have been in 12th. Instead, they are tied for 9th. They are just a half game out of 8th and a half game out of 7th. One in the win column, one in the loss column. And you want to get really crazy, they're a game and a half out of 6th. So that Warriors win over the Mavericks tonight was like, boy, it really helped us, but it hurt us as well because the Warriors jumped ahead of us by a game.
Well, there is that. You know, it's a pretty crazy night of NBA action. It's kind of fun to like now that we're in, we finished the World Baseball Classic and we await opening day. What is it? 8 days from now, right? A week from tomorrow, we'll be celebrating the first of many opening days across Major League Baseball. And in that time, we've also got what, 8 or 9 games for all of these NBA teams to finish the damn long, arduous journey of the regular season. But seriously, on the Austin Reaves thing for a second.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is there any guy that's made himself more money in a 2-week period in recent memory?
Oh, no.
In the NBA?
Mm. Never. Mm. He's getting Ohtani money.
He's going to get Ohtani money. You know, this is what I dig about this conversation. There is no conversation about mediocre basketball teams that means more than when we talk about what's going on at the bottom of the Western
Lakers
Conference.
The Lakers are back.
No,
right.
I mean,
because it's such a mess.
We're coming for that ass, Denver.
Everybody is so mediocre. From the Clippers, the Warriors, the T-Wolves, the Thunder, the Mavericks,
glorious.
The Lakers, the Jazz, the Pelicans. They all stink. They all stink. They're barely getting to 500. And if any of these teams actually does get to 500, you'll wind up being in the top 6.
You know what
That's
they all have
all
in common?
Need to do. Oh, I just love the fact that we embrace.
Are they all back?
No, just the Lakers are back. They're all within a game.
I mean, that's amazing. They all stink, and we talk about, look at this run. If the Lakers could win 3 in a row, I mean, I'm laughing about that, but if the Lakers win 3 in a row, I guarantee you they'd be in 6th place. If they could win 3 games in a row, they'd be in 6th place.
Jason, I hate to break it to you,
yeah,
but they got 3 in the next 3.
Okay.
The Thunder, and they play the Bulls twice.
Wow.
How dare you?
Wow.
Wear it.
Wow. That's going to be something. Just watch the Lakers.
I will John Wick you while we're out and about tomorrow.
I mean, this mediocre basketball is so compelling. I got to be honest. This is why drama sometimes is better than the actual results. Hey, do we have drama? Yeah. It's like I say about NFL games. Hey, you don't have to be a great game. Just be close. And it's something to talk about. Hey, it's the 100%. Same thing. You don't have to. I don't need to ask these teams in the Western Conference to be good. Just make sure everything is close. We're come down to the end of the season. It's kind of fun. And that's where we're at right now. We got 7 teams that absolutely stink, but boy, they're interesting. I kind of dig that.
We're going to see Patrick Beverley training like Rocky IV in the snow for these 2 Bulls games.
He's been waiting for those games since he was traded.
On the treadmill, getting shot up.
He's going to walk up. He's going to see Anthony Davis's picture and crush it like Rocky does with Drago when he's looking in the mirror.
Chasing chickens.
But they've had occasions where I see the chronicling of possessions where nobody will look at him or pass him the ball.
Oh,
so I don't know that he's going to get his big triumphant
mediocre basketball
moment.
Awesome. So we got more.
Isn't that the league, though?
No, look, there's great teams like the Bucks and the Celtics and the Knicks.
Yeah, but we don't talk about
the Cavaliers and the Knicks.
They're all boring.
And the Sixers, the Celtics.
The Cavaliers and the Knicks.
The Knicks.
The Sixers, we talk about whether they're going to collapse again.
The Knicks, the Bucks, the Nuggets.
The Knicks are not.
The Knicks
lost tonight.
Okay, they're 10 games over 500.
It's great.
In this NBA, that's like 73. That's like a 73 win Bills team.
Like, I was with you as you started with, all right, let's talk about the Bucks and this. And we don't talk about them because we expect them to be good. And they'll be there when it's all said and done and we're into the playoffs. I mean, the interesting thing with the Celtics is Tatum and Brown and Jaylen Brown talking a lot to see what becomes of that. But. Yeah, we talk about the back end of these conferences, or at least the playoff chases, because you got a bunch of teams that aren't separated by much, both in talent and in record. And if we're really honest with ourselves, it stinks. But it's like watching, like driving this morning. I'm on the road, right? It's raining a little bit. It's not awful like yesterday was, but there was a huge accident. So what's everybody do? Drive like a jackass to slow down to see, hey, how many cars are in there? What's going on in there? Hey, he got how many ambulances? Like, no, drive by. It's on the other side of the road. It's got nothing to do with you. But that's what we do with bad, mediocre teams. We want to see the every night car crash of how ugly a game it can be. And Luka doing his money movie. Either that or he's playing the smallest violin for something bad that's going to happen. Maybe he'd already seen an advanced copy of John Wick. I don't know. He knows Boban. He might have gotten to see an advanced copy. But we look at the rest of the league, and we run through all these games, and we lament. Many people, for us, we celebrate every night because it's on in front of us, and the chaos we weave into the show so easily and seamlessly. But you know how long the NBA season is. Oh, load management. Like that, we're down to the final 10 games. Let's go.
Now, we'll have more NBA on the way, but some big-time NFL to get to in the next few minutes. And the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, Frostburg, you have the updated odds for Lamar Jackson.
I do. Right?
Where he's going to sign.
And these are straight off the press.
We had one team really leap up in odds to go from they were the fifth or sixth favorite to the second favorite overall today. What do you got for us with Lamar Jackson?
The Ravens plus 120
okay.
to go back.
Because he's still a Raven, sure.
Sure.
Even just though like Aaron Rodgers is a Packer,
they
correct.
Can't, but yeah, and
that is true.
Each team can't wait to get rid of their guy. Sure, go ahead. Okay.
Number two, the Colts at plus 225.
Look at the Colts. Look
the
at the Colts,
Colts, man.
Look at the
Sneaky
Colts.
Dude, if the Colts get
there.
Lamar Jackson, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but do you really think the Colts will put something together to get Lamar Jackson? They could have done it already, and they haven't done it.
In third at plus 450, the Commanders.
Commanders are there, sure. Commanders are there.
In fourth, plus 550, the Falcons.
And then also moving up, where are the Tennessee Titans?
The Titans are tied with the Patriots in fifth at plus 700.
They had a big leap today. They were like, I think, 10th or 11th form, but there was a lot of change in the odds today, and that was the big mover, was the Tennessee Titans moving up to being tied for the Patriots in the race for Lamar Jackson.
And then you have the Jets at plus 25,000.
No, the Jets will get him if something goes crazy with Rodgers. I mean, if that goes sideways, the Jets are making a call going, hey, okay.
Hey, Lamar.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen now, Lamar. We
it's
need you.
Samini.
Lamar, we need you here in New York, all right? How about you come here, and we're going to give you all the money you want, so it's going to be all good. So that's a really big deal that you're starting to see movement from teams. But the first part of this conversation, Mike, is a tough one because I can't believe we are where we are now. And the NFL is going to be fighting a really big problem soon if somebody doesn't at least start negotiating with Lamar Jackson. How has nobody even talked to the guy? Forget about signing for a second. Because you want to see, because all of a sudden it came out, and after a day when Lamar didn't have an offer, it was, oh, it's collusion. It's the, and I'm like, yeah, let's just tamp down collusion for a second. Lamar Jackson still comes with a big price tag of $250 million and two first round picks. Mm-hmm. So teams got to figure things out. Even though you did have a long time, let's see what really goes out. We don't want to offer him $250 if we don't have to. Let's see where things go. But now we're a week into this now, right? We're now at the week anniversary of teams being able to talk to Lamar Jackson. And how many teams have even talked to him? Zero. There's not been one story of Lamar spoke with, meeting with, has had a conversation with the Patriots or the call. Not one team. How does that happen? I mean, this is where if you want to tell me, Jason, can you tell me there's not collusion? I would go, boy, that's a pretty damning thing to happen right there. Not the fact that he's not signed, but there's not been one conversation with Lamar Jackson and any other team in the NFL. And the fact that everybody is so quarterback hungry and quarterback needy, not one team has even brought him in to say, hey, what do you want? What are you really looking for? We know you want X amount of guaranteed money. Would you take something like this? What about this? What can we do? Not one bit of news. There has not been one sources Lamar to meet with. Sources Lamar. Not one. And that's where I say the NFL, they're going to be in a lot of trouble soon. This is going to be an overwhelming storyline. But that's the biggest thing to me. You have not had one team had a conversation with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I think part of it is the what's real, what's imagined, and where we're at in this process, right? In terms of who he's talked to, where there's been any level of communication, because he doesn't have an agent, right? He hasn't hired, as best to our knowledge, anybody to go and do any media and promotion. Hell, he's doing his own promotion for his restaurant and the specials on the menu and whatever else. He's the guy promoting his own Lamar on Lamar interview, or at least that's what we believe as it stands right now. You got family members, you got attorneys, and then you have whatever the PA does for you in helping you through this process. And I don't think it helped anybody in the situation when you've got Demora Smith calling it out as collusion. It's like if that were the case, and I had Jason Cole on to talk a little bit about it on Sunday, just from a it was fresh, and he was going back and forth on Twitter with the idea of, all right, if you really believe this, number one, you negotiated those CBAs on behalf of the players, so you were derelict in your duties. I'm paraphrasing, but that's my interpretation of the situation, and I've been on record for that for a long time of, all right, you allowed this to go in and you advised players to take this course of action as related to the franchise tags and the structure therein. And second, if it was collusion and you really thought it to be the case, where's the legalese? Where's the giant lawsuit being put down by insert big shot famous attorney here? You haven't seen it. So you got that. But at this point, you got a lot of teams playing poker, right? How many teams immediately said they were out? And Demora Smith pointed that out, and it's something you and I had talked about, and we reiterated here for those joining us who haven't heard this part of the conversation or need a refresher, is the fact that, yeah, I'm going to tell you I'm out. And in the other room behind on the second whiteboard, if you pull the first one away, I got the master plan to figure out how to bring him in if the opportunity presents itself, right? It's what the Jets should have on the board if the Rodgers thing bails. You look at the Colts, you look at any team that's pondering getting off of their quarterback, and you can't tell me in the NFL, if Lamar Jackson could potentially walk through your door, how many teams legitimately have a quarterback that you'd say, barring some egregious circumstance, the money, the picks, whatever, that you think it's really just going to beset your team for years, you're not at least kicking the tires on that and seeing how you can make that happen. Very few. It's a short list. Mahomes, Burrow, Herbert. Jalen Hurts.
Zach Wilson.
But you get my point. Like, we could do this all day. Maybe there's two or three other names you add in. Then you start looking at contract structures and cap space and all that other stuff that you have to have fun with. But, you know, the fact that the Colts odds are there makes perfect sense. They don't have to talk about it. You bring in Gardner Minshew, they're not paying him anything. So if all of a sudden the opportunity presents itself to go get Lamar, and you get them at the price you want, because that's the other thing. We all assume 250. Maybe the market isn't 250. At that point, you got to swallow your pride and go back and set it at the time. Ravens did themselves a favor. They did Lamar a favor. You want to go check the market? Go have at it. You know what? Sometimes it's cold, a harsh reality out there, and maybe you got to come back and take the offer you were given.
Mm. I'll tell you, the every day that goes by, it gets worse for the NFL, and collusion, that big word, it gets more difficult to deny. Because, again, it's just no one's had a conversation with him. No one's called. No, really? Nobody? That's really shocking.
Maybe they don't have his number.
Mm. Right. Oh, people have to know. Oh, God. You could just show up at his restaurant. You could just show up there. You know where it is. Just show up there. Hi, I'm here to see Lamar. I'm sorry. No one's here to see Lamar. I'm Jerry Jones. I'm here to see Lamar Jackson. Can I get in? And my meal should be comped. I just want to make sure in this case. Twitter at Outbound of Fresca, Mike and Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Now, if that's not crazy enough, we're going to get really weird with some destinations for Lamar Jackson coming
off.
Up next. Oh. I mean, really, like tight shirt off, waving it weird.
Should I take my pants off?
No, keep those on.
But sitting.
At least for now. At least for now.
What about tomorrow?
During the John Wick movie in a theater? Yes, keep them on. Keep them on. That's coming up next right here, Jason and Mike. Fox.
How'd that work out for Pee Wee Herman?
Where's my bike?
We didn't need to reference any of that. None of that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This summer, one man, 4 movies, and too many bodies.
No such thing. No such thing.
What?
It's a threat. We're all going to see
as too many bodies.
No. We're all going to see John Wick 4 tomorrow night, the 4 of us. Harmon bought the tickets earlier. It's a 3-hour movie. I'm going to say the over-under for body count.
It's a 3-hour movie.
It's 3 hours. Oh, no,
that's,
no, come
that's
on,
the
man.
Opening scene, though.
That's like one person every 3 minutes? Come on, man. No.
Plus 40 minutes of previews, baby. Let's go.
105. What do you think this is, a tea party? Come on, man.
It's my first time going.
105. It's a 3-hour movie, so that's 180 minutes.
Your math is really good.
I got to say, so I'll put the over-under at 180, and I'll take the over.
180 through the whole movie?
180. I'll take the over. More than one person a minute.
Yeah, wow. That's not really like, that's like saying the sky's blue.
Nah, but 180. I mean, 180 is pretty tough.
180 times 180. It's a 3-hour John Wick film.
John Wick has killed everybody in New York. Here he moves on to New Jersey. That'll be the sequels. It'll just be him emptying out states. And that's when they stopped making John Wick movies. John Wick, 1,475,638. He kills the last people left and then gets on a shuttle to Mars. And then he starts killing whatever's on Mars. He kills Matt Damon's character from The Martian. Oh, Saul 187, you're dead, Matt Damon.
So I just Googled it.
What'd you go, The Martian?
Oh, how many people John Wick has killed in the three movies?
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, you, how many people he's killed in the three movies? I'm going to say...
it's a lot lower than I thought.
No, it's like, hang on, because it's like, yeah.
You're not wrong, by the way. You're probably know what you're talking about.
I'm going to say...
For once.
250. I'm going to say 250.
You're not far off, but over.
I'm over.
I'm going to say 215.
How is it 215 if it's over 250?
Oh, over. I thought you meant under.
If you have a dollar and I give you 95 cents.
Okay, how much do I get back?
Don't you dare.
265.
Say it!
I will walk out of here.
265.
295.
299. Yeah, but... Oh, are they going to stop the movie when he kills his 300 person? And they stop and
no
they
more.
Blow the whistle and they come out like LeBron when he broke the record and they just congratulate him and give him the microphone?
But puppy...
Hey, thanks.
Adam Silver comes on screen.
I want to give a lot of thanks to a guy that's killed a lot of people in movies. John Wick, thank you. Yeah, no, that'd be great. Yeah, they give him the puppy. They give him a puppy. That would be pretty cool. That would be very, very cool.
Now, that's just according to Google. I don't know how true it is. I don't know how true it is, but it says $299. I'm going to roll with it.
That's pretty. I wish I had known that. I'd be looking forward to it like it was LeBron's record. Well, LeBron's going to break the record tonight. He's going to have it here. I know it's coming. Hey, John Wick's going to get into kill number 300.
So do we stand up after the first kill?
Yeah, I think we stand up and applaud. They will stop the movie.
I think we have to.
No, they will stop the movie. They will stop the movie so we can applaud and then
is
get
back to
it. Is
there going to be a ceremony?
Yeah. There's going to stay up. There'll be all kinds of. Kareem is going to be there very upset that they
asked
to be there.
Should we bring some of those poppers that we can have, like, streamers and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. For the kill number 300, yeah, we just let it go out in the theater.
It's a celebration.
Dude, you think Kareem's awake at 11:30? Come on, man.
Oh, it would be special for tomorrow night. We'll tell him LeBron's going to break the record again, but he's doing it in a movie theater. He'll show up. It'll be fine. So we're just a little bit excited about John Wick. So now,
just a wee bit.
Let's get a little crazy with Lamar Jackson, right? We had the conversation a few minutes ago that, look, surprisingly and shockingly, I don't know how no teams have even had a conversation with him. Collusion's going to be a big story, a big angle on it. The NFL, this is not going to be good the more time that goes on. But let's get weird for some teams for Lamar Jackson. Because clearly now anybody can go get him, right? Anybody can go get him. It's been a week and no one's talked to him.
We don't know that 100%, but yeah, we can say at least at this point we have no knowledge of it.
I will give you the most fun team to get him.
Bears.
The most fun.
The most fun team, the Steelers. Still love Kenny Pickett Steelers fans? Still
is it
love
only
Kenny
because
Pickett?
You want to be able to good. Flip off Steeler fans?
Kenny
is that
Pickett
really...
is so good. Oh, he's so good. He cut his interceptions down at the end of the year. How many touchdowns? He's, oh, it doesn't matter. He's so good.
You can never
he's
get so french fries good. In your sandwich ever again.
Oh, I could, I'll do it here at McDonald's if I need to. Oh, by the way, I love the O. No, I'm a big fan
you
of
still
the
haven't
O.
been to Harbor City.
Oh, dude. Oh, I gotta. Oh, you're right. I got to go to Harbor City. I got to go there. But just think about this for a second, right? It would have to be a contract where the Steelers would position it kind of like a poison pill, which you can't really do anymore, but you can create a contract that another team can't match. I don't know that the Steelers have the salary cap room to do it, but boy, would that be fun if somehow they were able to snag Lamar Jackson away from the Ravens and be able to, because not only do you weaken one of the other best, you know, really good team in your division, but you get an NFL MVP quarterback who would just thrive in that situation with the offensive line, the running game he's got, the tight end, a couple of good receivers. Oh, that would be easily. Steelers would be the most fun to see Lamar Jackson with the Steelers.
Yeah, I think part of that is you just trying to be get people mad at you again. So good job by you. Move the needle and get that angst going in. I do like the roster that's assembled there in Pittsburgh. The quick glance is they've got about $14.5 million of cap space. But as we know, we could play games with that and funny money and free things up as you need to. But I they're not going to let him go in division. That would be the ultimate scenario by which the just for giggles the Steelers could make him that offer, knowing the Ravens have no choice but to match.
That would be awesome. That would be, look. Teams can do it. You just need to have the salary cap space to be able to say we're going to fit you in here and here where the Ravens can't match. Well, it's a long shot, obviously, but we're talking about throwing crazy stuff out there now because this is where you're at. Any team can get them, and if the Steelers wanted to, we can just start cutting guys like crazy to go get Lamar Jackson. That would be the most fun.
It'd be entertaining for everybody, especially because the people of Pittsburgh. They might storm the castle of Southern California to come catch you. I mean, they'd be celebrating the move because obviously that is one guy that they would say, wait, Kenny who? Never heard of him.
The craziest, and I like this one, if that one's the most fun, the craziest place for Lamar Jackson, the Rams. Because we've seen the Rams do this for years. How do they fit in some other high-maintenance player who's worth a lot of money and getting paid a lot of cash, but they keep finding a way to do it? And it looked like they were on their way early parts of the offseason. They traded Jalen Ramsey. There were talks, hey, we could part ways with Matthew Stafford. It's a bad contract. If anybody could figure out that way to make it happen, it would be the Rams. That would be the craziest one. It would keep Sean McVay around. It would restart the Rams, quote, dynasty. Two Super Bowls in the last 6 years, moving on. That would be the craziest, would be Lamar to the Rams.
Well, if any team were going to be able to finesse cap to make things happen in a vacuum, Because there's still the problem of Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, that's a lot of money owed.
Right? No matter what you do, Ramsey's gone. I don't know. You get rid of Aaron Donald. Hey, we get him off the books, too. But that Stafford thing is the albatross here. Got you the Super Bowl, and then you were quick to turn it over and get the new deal in. Now, physically, he's compromised, and maybe for Sean McVay, it would be like, man, that would be really cool to get Lamar in. Do you think the Ravens would be interested? No, they're not interested in a trade. Nope.
All right, so the trade, that would be great. I think about this being a trade that could work out.
Mm-hmm.
To the Dolphins, for Tua, and something else, and Lamar Jackson plays for the Dolphins. That's the trade that I see that I go, you know they're still only halfway sold on Tua, and that's just the way it's going to be.
What about Tom Brady, though?
He could throw 40 touchdowns next year. Well, we're still not sure. We don't know about it. But that would be, we're going to figure out a trade. You're going to give a draft picks. We'll take Tua, and you get Lamar Jackson. That's the big off-the-wall trade that will be out there. That would be awesome. He goes to the Dolphins. I mean, I wouldn't be excited about this because he's going to the Dolphins in the AFC East, but we're going to have Aaron Rodgers, so we're going to be okay. But that's the trade. That's the off-the-wall trade that I would not be completely surprised to see.
Now, we did pick up that option. Finally got that going for us. So, it in theory, takes some of that away, but I'm always intrigued. If it's going to shuffle things up and get people all upset and people, why would you do that with Tua? It's like, because Lamar Jackson's coming. Now, we stipulate to the whole thing, right? Got two first-round picks that you have to give up, so figuring out the value there. You know, if you're drafting in the top 10, do you want to mortgage that when paired with the whatever the dollar amount is? There was the rumored 3 for $133. I think Lamar himself talked about that money, but wanting the longer term deal. If we're talking about getting up north of $200 million, now price of poker will keep going up because of the rights deals and all those changes, so teams will keep getting bigger checks from the media partners. Still doesn't mean that you necessarily want to hunker down and put all that money in one position, because for now you've got Stafford. And you've got what Mahomes' contract's becoming. So, yes, you've got a couple of data points whereby a team has a lot of money wrapped up in their quarterback and still were able to win. But that's still two pieces of data amongst an awful lot of L's on the other side.
Now, the one that scares me the most, kind of like when the Ghost of Christmas Future came to see Ebenezer Scrooge. Yeah. He's, you're the ghost I fear the most. I've said it for a long time. And I don't understand why it hasn't happened yet, but Bill Belichick, I'm really surprised, hasn't gone out, and the Patriots haven't gone out and made a move for Lamar
Jackson. Plus 700.
Because he is everything Belichick wants in a quarterback. He wants a dual threat quarterback. He understands now, boy, I'm not going to win with Mac Jones. I was at Mac Jones versus Bailey Zappi in the middle of the year last year, and players didn't know who they wanted. I had a defensive coordinator as my OC. I got to go get somebody good. He's everything Belichick wants in a quarterback. And Belichick knows it. Well, I tried to win with just anybody to prove that Brady wasn't the real cog in the machine. That's out the window. I like being able to play deep into the season, and Lamar Jackson's the guy. And he went out and got a broken down Cam Newton. He wanted a dual threat quarterback so bad. He wanted to win games 14-10 and 17-13. How has he not gone out to get him? I'm still afraid this is going to happen. This is going to be the big thing, but that's the one that scares me the most. I don't know how that hasn't happened yet. Lamar Jackson, the Patriots, I really don't know.
Yeah, this one you've heard a little bit. We were talking about it a while ago to bring people up to speed, because that's what we do when you're, you know, in between going out to Pittsburgh and just trying to cause angst and bring in any quarterback to replace Kenny Pickett, because that's kind of what you did. You started spinning the wheel going, this guy's better than Kenny
Dealer
Pickett.
Hater.
And that guy's better than Kenny Pickett.
Everybody's better than Kenny Pickett except for Zach Wilson. If the name is not Zach Wilson, he's better than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, you really spun that wheel. Either way, the Patriots is intriguing. We've talked about it from a Belichick standpoint. Curious to see what they do in terms of rebuilding their roster. Scott Zolak was teasing that tomorrow morning there'll be some sort of big announcement for the roster. trying to tease ahead. Maybe it was just teasing ahead of the show. Good job by him. But I got if nothing happens.
You got.
It could very well be the case. You know, you can get fries at the place that Jerry Ferrara used to have money fries. In. The fat, you know, in your sandwich there, Smith, over at Fat Sal's. Mm. So you can go do that. Trying to give you
not
options.
As good as Primanti Brothers, though.
No. But it's right down the street.
And Smith can never have that, so it's all good.
Yeah, no. Exactly. You're banned. You can never go there. You know what? You'll have to have someone smuggle one to the state border.
I just won't
stand it.
Don't bring any fruit in. You got avocado. You can't bring avocados in. Just don't.
That's only California.
So there's some of you want to get weird for Lamar Jackson. There you go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
This is my upset special.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. Time now for the play of the night brought to you by Progressive. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Will we actually have a tie? Excuse me. For the play of the night. The first one, well, hey, no one got tacos. The Lakers win. They're back firmly in the playoff picture. Here's the final call, part one of the play of the night.
The Lakers are bleeping back, baby.
Was that Lakers TV right there, Frostburg?
Yeah, that was Billy Mackin's too.
All right, Billy. Okay, very good. All right, Lakers TV on the call right there. There you go. Okay, there you go. Very nice. Very nice.
That was good.
No, that worked. But the real play of the night comes to us courtesy of the Mavericks and the Warriors, a play that Mark Cuban calls one of the worst calls in the history of the NBA. Now, again, this is a call that happened in the third quarter of a game. Is it one of the most embarrassing calls in the history of the NBA? Absolutely. With a 1:54 left to go in the third quarter, the teams were coming out of timeout. The ball was scheduled to be inbound under the Mavericks basket. So the Warriors all went under the Mavericks basket. Mavericks thought the ball was going to be inbound under the Warriors basket. So you have the Warriors on one side of the court and the Mavericks on the other side of the court. Nobody was moving. The Warriors knew it was our ball. So the referee blew the whistle and it was the easiest bucket in the history of the NBA.
29 on threes. This would be the night to really look for those twos and attacking.
No, what is going on?
Dallas decided not to guard their own basket.
That is
That's going on Shaq and the Fool right there.
Look at this.
This is the Warriors basket in the second half. There's no Maverick defenders. Looney's like, hey, thank you very much. I've never seen this in my life.
This is what Vince Wilfork used to do to people. Forklift them. Yeah. Never seen it before in my life. That's exactly what happened. The inbound pass goes in for an easy bucket. Mark Cuban, incensed after the game, put out a statement saying, this is what happened. We thought that it was going to be at the Warriors' end of the floor. They changed the call, and they didn't tell us. And that's why it happened the way it was.
Now, Jason.
Yeah.
We actually have Mark Cuban postgame real quick if you want to hear
it.
We
do, yeah, because he's very upset about it. Let's hear Mark Cuban.
New Jersey Transit is the absolute worst.
He did not complain about New Jersey Transit. Stop.
I either thought it was going to be that, or he's going to say blank you.
Yeah.
Blank you.
Now, I've said a lot of things about the Mavericks tonight. How Luka Doncic, as great as he is a tough watch because he complains all the bleeping time about stuff. He did the money sign tonight at the end. He wanted a foul call, didn't get it. Basically saying, you referees are getting paid. That's usually a technical. Other guys are getting thrown out of the game. Luka's a tough watch. But I will say this. Could the officials have kind of done the Mavericks a solid and said, hey, guys, plays down here, blow the whistle. Hey, this is where it is. Yeah, they could have done that. Because, again, you've never seen this before in the history of the NBA. So could the referees have done something to help Dallas? Yeah, and nobody would have complained. The Warriors would have waited. They would have said, oh, all right, you told them where the ball was. They would have laughed for a second, and they would have inbounded the ball, and we would have gone on to play. So I will say this for the Mets. They could have done that a solid for them, but maybe the officials are like, screw it. I can't take Luka complaining one more time because there's 40 times up and down the floor in the first half. I can't stand it anymore. So, yeah, you inbound the ball and get an easy bucket, Golden State. Go ahead. I hope you win by two.
Oh, hey.
And go figure. There you have it. No, I think your point about the complaints and at some point just saying, normally we'd give you the courtesy, but screw you, haven't earned it. You've been chewing us up all night long, so forget it. You lose this one. And again, they had a whole quarter after to actually make some magic and make something happen. And Luka, multiple times at the rim, was denied. Tried to get contact late. Couldn't get the call on Draymond. What an agitator. Good job by him. 1.77 seconds left, and he's doing the money sign. Either that or he was, doing something where he was talking with his hands very aggressively, like out of a mob movie. Either way, a bad look for the Mavericks in this one.
Twitter at How About a Fresca Mike. It's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Our Best Of podcast goes up in about 10 minutes on iTunes. You can get there with the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it is there. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Rate us, download, subscribe. We'll love you forever
John
and ever
Wick
and
Eve.
Ever. My buddy Ben Maller's coming up next. Happy John Wick Eve, Fox.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.